There are two verses of scripture I'm going to read to you this afternoon. They are found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. This afternoon I want to talk to you about the subject of repentance. Last time we talked about faith, the necessity of faith. We asked the question, what is faith? And faith is something that is so necessary if you are to become a Christian. But I'm going to ask the question today, what is repentance? Because faith cannot exist without repentance, and true repentance cannot exist without faith. They stand together. If a soul is to be converted, if a soul is to be changed, if a person is to become a Christian, there must be faith and there must be repentance. So let's think about this. What is repentance? Now, Jesus Christ here taught that repentance was his purpose for coming into the world. He was speaking to the Pharisees, and he says, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. People who are righteous, they don't need me, because they're good enough. And of course, no one is good enough. And this was the point that Christ was making. But the Pharisees thought they were good enough. And because they thought they were good enough, Jesus really could do nothing for them. Because until they accepted their sick position, until they accepted their sinfulness, they could not be changed. They could not acknowledge their need of change. And repentance is all about change. They could not acknowledge their need of change unless they realized that they needed to be changed. If a person is sick but won't accept that they're sick, that person won't go to the doctor. Therefore, the doctor can do nothing for them because the individual won't give their consent to be treated. But once the person realizes they are sick and they go to the doctor, then they can be helped. And the Lord Jesus Christ was saying this. He says, I came to heal the sick, those that are sinners and know they are sinners and realize their need. And this is what we all need today. We must acknowledge our sinfulness and our wickedness before a holy God. Not one of us are good enough. However respectable we may be, however religious we may be, however good we may think we are sinners before God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he came to save sinners and to bring sinners to repentance. This is the whole purpose of the gospel, that we might be brought to repentance. And if you have not repented, then you are not a Christian. And so repentance is the whole purpose of Jesus Christ. Repentance, therefore, is absolutely necessary. In Luke chapter 13 in the verse 3, the Lord said, Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And Luke chapter 13 is an interesting chapter because some people came to the Lord Jesus and said to him that there were Galileans who had been killed by Pilate. And no doubt there were people who had rebelled against Roman law. And as a result, Pilate had made an example of them. And they had been executed by the authorities. And Jesus in verse 2 of Luke chapter 13, he said, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things. I suppose you're thinking that these Galileans had done terrible things and they were more wicked than other people, that such terrible cruelties were visited upon them. You think you're more righteous than they? This is what the Lord was saying. You think you're so good that such a thing could not happen to you? And then he turned round and he said, Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Everyone's perishing. Everyone's dying. Everyone's suffering. Everyone's going to judgment. You all need to repent. And then again, Jesus made reference to a certain tragedy that took place in Siloam when a tower fell and 18 people died as the building collapsed. And the Savior said, I suppose you think that those 18 people who died were wicked people and God was judging them. And then he said, Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And what the Lord was saying was this, every person is a sinner before a holy God. No one has the right to look at a tragedy that happens or some awful event that takes place in the life of a person and say, oh, that person must have done something terrible to deserve that. The Lord was saying we all deserve something worse. We all deserve the judgment of God. And we're all facing the judgment of God. And except we repent, except we turn from our sins, we're going to perish. And so repentance is the purpose of Christ, because repentance is absolutely necessary. We all must repent, whoever we are. But repentance is also a grace. It is wrong to think that repentance is something that merits our place in heaven. No one is in heaven because of their works of repentance. And I think that's something that you need to understand. No one is in heaven because of their works of repentance. Yes, God uses repentance to bring us to himself, but repentance does not merit us a place in heaven. And some people, they worry about this and they wonder, have I repented enough? If I haven't repented enough, then I can't be sure of heaven. And the reason why people think like this is because they think that their repentance will in some way merit them a place in heaven. Not so. Our repentance does not make us deserving, because repentance is a grace. And what is grace? Grace is a gift. God gives us repentance, just as God gives us faith. These things do not come naturally to man. You see, in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, Paul wrote, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" It's only God's goodness that will lead you to repentance. God's goodness gives us life. God's goodness has sent his Son into the world. God's goodness has given us the Word of God. God's goodness puts the desire for repentance into our hearts. It is the goodness of God. And then Paul said, "But you despise his goodness." It's a privilege to have God's word. It's a good thing to hear God's word. But it's a catastrophic thing to turn away from God's word and despise his goodness. What must you do when you receive a gift? You receive the gift and you make use of the gift. It is such a blessing whenever you give a gift to someone and then you discover that person is using the gift. They're reading the book. They're wearing the piece of clothing. They're wearing the piece of jewelry. They're making use of the gift that you have given to them. And so God has given us this grace, this gift of repentance, but we have to make use of the gift. It is a grace. And because repentance is a grace, repentance, as is the case with faith, always relies upon Christ and the merits of Christ. Repentance acknowledges that we deserve nothing, that we are poor lost sinners who deserve hell, that our sin is strangling us and it's ruining us and it's destroying us, and we must turn away from that sin. Sir Robert Anderson wrote these words in a poem called The Prodigal's Return. "O God, I cannot ask for bread I know 'tis children's fare, and I'm but a dog, nor dare I seek to claim a higher place. I have no right to children's meat. I only cast myself on grace. I lay me prostrate at thy feet. O God, have mercy on my soul before the eternal night begins. O save my dark and guilty soul. Forgive my sins, my sins." We need to turn away from our sins because we're facing the eternal night. And so we have noticed that repentance is the purpose of Jesus. Repentance is necessary. Repentance is a grace. But repentance is a responsibility. As I have pointed out to you, when we receive the gift, we must use the gift. And Peter said in Acts 3, verse 19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Repent and be converted. This is a responsibility. It's an ultimatum. You repent or you perish. And the word repent, it means to change direction. Just think of a traveller on a road. The traveller's going in the wrong direction, going further and further away from the destination. And the night's getting late and the darkness is setting in. Then finally the traveller consults his plans and he realises, "I'm going the wrong way." And so the traveller turns around. And it's not about what he is turning from, it's about what he is turning to. He's going to the destination. And he sees the light of the destination in the distance. And his heart is glad because there's a nice cup of tea waiting. There's a warm bed. There's a place to rest. It's not about what he is turning from, it's about what he is turning to, because what he is turning from is doing nothing for him, is leading him in the wrong direction. And that's exactly what repentance is. You see, we're going in the wrong direction. We're going our own way. We're going a path of sin. That path of sin is leading us to destruction. But there's the Father's house. There's heaven and there's home. But to go to heaven, you must change direction. You must turn away from your sin. And you must turn to God. And you must move in the direction of Jesus Christ. Yes, you do turn your back on the old life, but it's not about the old life, it's about the new life. It's not about what you lose, it's about what you're going to gain. And what you gain in the new life is infinitely better than anything you ever had in the old life. And repentance is ultimately the path to assurance and to hope. So are you going in that new path? Have you changed direction? I would appeal to you today to change direction. Put your faith in Christ and ask Christ to save you. Turn from your sins and move in a Godward direction. Repent or perish. Remember, you're sick. You need the physician. You need Christ. He alone can heal the sin-sick soul. He alone can give you life. Oh, come to him today and be converted and know that your sins have been blotted out. I thank you so much for listening.